What would you call a building just for grain, put grain in? Did you ever have any?
No, we never had that type building.
Just had it in the crib?
We just kept it in a crib. Or in the summertime we would pack up tobacco in this big part of the barn out here.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime we would fill it full of corn to feed the cows and hogs and the horses.
You know, in your barn back there, what do you call the upper part of it?
Loft.
We used it
to store hay.
Is it just, can you describe it, what it looks like?
Well, it's just a large room with a roof directly above.
Mm-hmm.
And we would store baled hay up there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hay, what do you call those big?
A hay mow.
A
haystack.
Mm-hmm.
Haystack, I think is what we call it. We never put up hay in that way here.
Oh,
but we baled it.
Oh.
But I think you would call it a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
We used to stack peanuts. You would make stacks of peanuts before they were ready to be picked off the vine.
Mm-hmm.
That's not done anymore.
Yeah,
Now we would stack hay too in the same way, but they would be small stacks. They wouldn't be those huge stacks that you would see pictures of out in the West, Middle West.
What do you call small stacks?
A small stack is a little stack.
I mean, was there any specific name for it?
No. It was just a small stack. Now, when they would pull corn, no, when they'd pull fodder off the corn stalks, they would put it in shocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when I was a child, my father would cut oats. We'd put it in shocks. That would be a small pile.
Mm-hmm. Did when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it? Did you just leave it in the field or what?
You would leave it in the field for 2 or 3 days and then go and bale it.
Uh-huh. But there wasn't any specific name for the little tiny?
Well, you would rake it up into windrows.
Mm-hmm.
You had a hay rake and you would rake it in. You would rake it into windrows before you would bale it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the weather was dry and it looked like it was not going to rain, you just leave it laying on the ground and you wouldn't. Well, you do that anyway because you wanted the thing is you wanted it to dry out as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything to help it dry out? Did you like put it on any kind of a?
No, not in this climate.
You just let it sit out there?
Just let it sit out there. We usually have a dry August and September and October.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get hurricanes, but usually it's dry here it is. And you don't particularly worry about it rotting. Turn that thing off.
Did you have any kind of a structure where your cows stayed?
Yes. That was the cow shed.
Mm-hmm. Did you call anything else other than that?
No. We called it a cow shed.
Do you